Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everyone to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You could do so by calling in at 855-453. That's free. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could go to discord.lrn.fm and join in on the on-air call-in lines. And before we get to Dave from the East Coast, we're going to continue talking about, we'll get to Dave shortly, we're going to continue talking about the economic impact of this, not COVID-19, not the impact of a virus, right? These viruses can, the main economic impact hasn't been from the virus, it's been from the, I was going to say reaction of a government, but it's the reaction of a people to the fear-mongering that's being spread, started out from the government and then by the media, which, and I mean, this just shows how short people's attention spans are, right? And it's like in 1984, right? George Orwell's 1984, Oceania, which was a country that took place in, they were at war with East, at like the beginning, it was like East Asia, and they were allied with Eurasia. And then towards the end of the book, mid-sentence, you know, the propaganda is saying, yeah, you know, we're the war against Eurasia is going very well, and then suddenly you hear like paper, you know, the guy gets a new paper, we've attacked East Asia now, and then everyone immediately forgets about Eurasia and then starts hating on East Asia. And I thought to myself, that is so unrealistic. How could people ever fall for it? And then now you have these same politicians in New York, right, who are saying, oh, don't, New York City, they're saying like, oh, you know, it's the, and the media, oh, the worst part about the coronavirus thing, you know, whatever's coming out of Wuhan, this is like about a month ago, the worst part about all of that is being mean to Chinese people and being xenophobic to Chinese people. Go, you know, this virus is, and you had plenty of media organizations that said that the coronavirus is similar to the flu, and actually, no, the flu was even more dangerous than coronavirus, and they'd, these politicians say, oh yeah, go to Chinatown, go outside, hug a Chinese person in Italy, and then now they're saying, oh, you know, we were always saying that this was dangerous, oh, Trump should have done more before, and it's just so sick, and people are falling into it. People don't remember that just a month ago, they were saying, yeah, go outside. It's totally sick. So he's been waiting patiently on the line. We have Dave from the East Coast. Thank you for your call. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Dave.
Yes, hi, Dave.
Oh, it's this Dave.
Yeah, hi. I am very pissed off. Like, and seeing people wearing these stupid freaking masks, there is no freaking virus. I'm sick of people wearing these stupid, idiotic freaking masks. They look like freaking rich. And even in the cars, you know what they're doing?
They look like what?
Calm down, Dave.
You're shouting.
Dave, calm down. Calm down. And please calmly express why you despise these masks.
You don't need to wear a mask in your freaking car.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Well, unless you're using recycled air from outside for the air conditioning. But I mean, somebody
could cough at you out their window, I guess.
I haven't seen anyone wearing masks in Keene, in their car in Keene. Plenty of people walking.
I've seen it.
In cars?
Uh-huh.
Really? Yeah. How many have you seen, Dave?
I've seen plenty, like 20 or so.
And, I'm out driving every day.
The other day, I was behind somebody, and they had, like, really bad body odor because I was right behind them. Doesn't anyone take a shower anymore? People are saying, oh, wash your hands, wash your hands. How about, take a shower, use deodorant,
Well, you know, if Dave's got to give you hygiene advice, the world has truly gone topsy-turvy.
Anything else you'd like to add, Dave?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, there is no virus. There is no virus. I don't know what people are doing.
I don't know if I believe that. I mean, look, hey, I appreciate a good conspiracy theory as much as the next guy, Dave, but I don't know if I would go so far as to say there is no virus. I mean, coronavirus is a type of virus that has existed for a long time. I mean, this is just a novel coronavirus, meaning it is supposedly a new one that has not been detected previously. So, I mean, are you denying that there's no COVID-19, or are you denying that coronaviruses, period, do not exist?
I'm denying that the whole thing, Everyone is going crazy over nothing. I walk into grocery stores and I up the cashiers, people have like put plastic over those little button thingies, and there's like right in front of the cashier, you there's a plastic thing where like in between you and the cashier.
Yeah, there's plexiglass. It's going up everywhere. I share Dave's concerns. I will say that I don't agree with him that, you know, there's no such thing as the virus, but I will say this, that this plexiglass is ridiculous. The overreactions by people are really ridiculous and outrageous. The government response has been shocking and completely authoritarian, and the fact that people are putting up with it and embracing it, and worse, snitching on their neighbors over it, and targeting people for what you might call quarantine shaming. I've heard it called that. I've even had people who are libertarians shame me as well. So, I mean, it's really, it's an ugly situation.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
thank
Dave.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Dave. And I got to say, it's real, you know, I'm glad you brought up that, quote, libertarians are quarantine shaming.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just imagine how shameful it must be for these people that Dave from New York is having a better reaction to this, or no, not a better reaction, I mean, shouting into, you know, calling into radio show, shouting. But Dave from New York has a better take than this, that all of this panic is for nothing, than these so-called libertarians who are just losing their minds and begging to be enslaved.
I think
this is a shameful display of the, I'd say, I don't know, how many, like, would you say most of the liberty movement, or because
I don't know.
Because I've said, like, I saw on Adam Kokesh's Facebook, at least as of a few weeks ago, he was had a similar position to ours, so I haven't seen, but.
Yeah, he's been posting, I follow him on Instagram, and he's posted some critical memes, critical of the whole COVID response thing.
But, like, I haven't heard anyone from the National Libertarian Party, you know, having any sort of protest or speaking out against it. I haven't seen
anything.
Well, they
don't really protest. I mean, the National Libertarian Party basically exists to run political candidates. It's pretty much all they do.
Okay, so it's been, and you know, so they've been as irrelevant as they normally are, even during non-crises. Which
I'll
is
say
just,
this:
what the hell kind of management do they have there?
I was at the, it's not run by the Free State Project, but there is a what they call the New Movers Party that happens once a month. Have you ever been to one of these?
No.
It's at the underground club.
Oh no, I was never there. No,
called the Quill. And they, although it's not really underground anymore, it was once upon a time. But anyway, it
happens
once a month.
Now that you mentioned it on national radio,
it's been talked about before. It happens once a month, and it's like, you know, the first Tuesday of the month. It's a public event, supposedly, although the door was locked this time, so I don't know if that, you know, if they're being a little more cautious. But I would say there were about half as many people at the event that I've seen previously, so. I mean, if that's any kind of indicator, maybe it's about halfsies.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but it's not bad, I guess, just half. That's all right. So, you know,
and it was cool because you know everybody there was, like, super cool because everybody there was not afraid of, you know, what might happen.
Well, so, I saw a picture. Didn't some people have masks on?
Yeah, but they took them off at certain points.
Oh, so it was ironic.
It might have just been ironic.
So, let's go. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could go to discord.lrn.fm to join in on the on-air call-in line. So now we had you had an article about millennials, Ian, right?
Yeah, millennials, which you may be on the cusp of based on how old you are. But SF, and I also may be on the cusp, the older cusp of millennials. I feel more like Gen X personally because I grew up in the 1990s. Or was a teenager in the 1990s. Anyway, the New York Times story here by Nathaniel Popper about millennials that are now facing an economic crisis after already being burdened with debt. The last time a serious economic downturn hit in 2008, Evan Schad was in high school, and the crisis seemed like a news event that happened to other people. This time, as the coronavirus has brought the economy to its knees, again, it wasn't the coronavirus, it was the government, and their response, and the fact that people went along with it, it has become a personal affair for Evan. When non-essential businesses were closed last month in Kansas City, where he lives, Shad, or Shade, who's 26, lost his job at a carpet store and almost all of the shifts at his second job at a coffee shop. His girlfriend, Caitlin Gardner, was laid off from a different coffee shop. The money they did have in their bank accounts, a little more than, guess how much?
$500.
Actually, a little more. $1,000 is only enough to cover this week's $800 rent check. Forget about his $300 student loan payments or the health insurance he was hoping to finally sign up for.
Well, hopefully they have invested in a tent and some place to pitch it up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And on the other side, we'll talk about Kushner's surveillance grid.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Saddle up. It's new Dynavite for horses.
Dynavite does give you quick results. One horse, the first time I set Dynavite to her, she took off running across the whole pasture as fast as she could. You could just tell she felt great. And it doesn't take much. Just one little scoop in their grain. I've been feeding Dynavite to my 5 horses, and within 2 weeks, I noticed a difference in their coat and their behavior. Nasdaq was a 3-year-old thoroughbred, and I only had 8 to 10 weeks to get this horse in shape for the retired racehorse project last year. Dynavite really helped him to relax his muscles, regenerate, rebuild, and stay physically and mentally fit for the job. We got top 20. You do see horses take in these 15 different supplements that are all going to overreact with each other, and I think that would make a very confused horse. Simple is so much better. I get my Dynavite from Dynovite.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. everyone to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And before we get back to the phone lines, I'd like to talk to you about Intercoin. Now, Intercoin is the next step in the evolution of money. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. So now, in studio, I'm your host, Vincent.
Hey, it's Ian.
And before we continue talking about the, at some point, someone might say even obsessing about the COVID-19, some say, usually people say outbreak. I think it's beyond outbreak. Some people say pandemic. David from California is online, and here it says epidemic. So there's, disagreements abound. Welcome. Thanks for your patience. What's on your mind?
Well, you don't realize that a pandemic is worse than an epidemic, right? A pandemic means it's like global. And in fact, I called about a month ago asking how libertarians felt about free market and epidemics. Epidemics. That when you hustle money, you make shipping happen, you make all sorts of things happen. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Well, if you got an epidemic, you better stop everything. Stop and don't move. Shuttle down. Shuttle down. Slow it down. Stop. Come to a dead stop. San Francisco.
That's right. Just forget about any kind of progress. Don't
money,
do anything
money,
that
money,
could be
money.
Productive.
Money,
yeah, it's
money,
not about money.
Money,
dude. It's about getting out there and living your life. It's about doing the things that make you being able to support your family.
Epidemic?
I understand.
You keep saying it doesn't make it true.
I understand your point, David. I mean, I agree to a certain extent if it's something like incredibly virulent and something that's more dangerous than, well, like currently with COVID-19, where it has numbers that are less than the seasonal flu. And, the numbers already, in my view and based off my research, are incredibly inflated already. So do you think that...
Go check a dictionary, by the way. I mean, look, epidemic means extremely prevalent and widespread. I'm sorry. How many people do you know, David, that have COVID-19?
What's your pandemic definition?
Pandemic is similar. I can pull that one up for you, too. But while I do that, why don't you answer my question? How many people do you know with COVID-19?
Actually, San Francisco shut down 2 months ago.
How many people do you know?
2 months ago. 2 months ago, we shut down. And luckily enough, San Francisco, according to CDC today, had only 9 deaths. They had 900 deaths in New York, yesterday? 900?
New York is a much bigger city than San Francisco.
Well, of course, but we shut down.
It's probably cleaner, though, but...
We shut down the conventions.
The Nazis have the right solution.
Hold on. The conventions, people weren't going to the conventions via San Francisco. Is a filthy, disgusting city even before.
You're such a liar. You are the biggest liar. We were going to have the Facebook convention. We were going to have game developers, both of them.
Here's your definition for
pandemic, even though you didn't answer my question.
Do you know
here
how many video games come from China? Do you know how many video games go to every part of the world?
I'm an
international city. An international city all shuts itself down voluntarily. We don't have cops in the street.
Voluntarily?
Whoa. He said they don't have cops in the street, do we? We got to start broadcasting it right away.
Hey, you're liars.
San Francisco?
You're lying.
Who's lying?
We didn't quarantine with cops. We quarantined voluntarily.
Sure,
we
buddy.
We were smart enough to know that you're an international city.
There's too much poop on the street. That's why no one wants to go out.
Go hustle your money. Go hustle your money. That's
all right, certainly, will do. Will do. It's awesome.
He
I love having
business.
Money.
He hates freedom.
You know, I lost my job. I wish I could be hustling money. I lost my job because of this stupid quarantine shutdown.
Pandemic. So. Relating to a disease prevalent throughout an entire country, continent, or the whole world. Epidemic, using the word epidemic within the definition, over a large area. And again, the definition of epidemic is extremely prevalent and widespread. Somebody in our chat room the other day was trying to say that because a few people in a state have a thing, that means it's widespread. Don't agree. Sorry. If you don't know someone who has the thing, it's not widespread.
Well, I would disagree on that, because what if you're someone like me who's like a hikamori or someone who's a shut, it's a Japanese word for shut in, right?
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, like, I don't get out as much as, well, actually, no one's getting out any.
Yeah, but you
all,
still
but,
know people. The average
well, it's
person,
anecdotal, though.
You're not living in the woods in the middle of nowhere, okay? You still know people. You went to college as of a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So the average person is connected with hundreds of other individuals, and especially now with social media, for instance. You know, I'm not saying they have to be your best friend and you know them. Just you have to know someone, a coworker at work, somebody at school, somebody who you know. It just isn't the case. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. And even if it was an epidemic, I still don't care about your voluntary shutdown, which is total BS, the claim that San Francisco's voluntarily shutting down. They're doing it under the threat of violence, just like everywhere else. Now, maybe people like that caller, David.
And thank you for the call, by the way, I forgot.
Maybe people like him are going along and it feels voluntary to them because they agree with the shutdown.
Well, he sounded kind of old, too, so he's probably, you know, it's
he's
like
a
the
total
old,
lefty.
It's like the old people are the ones who are the most militant about this, other than the young people. But, you know,
that's
young
not
people
even true.
Well, at least in my experience, I've seen the old people.
You haven't been on our Saturday show. We've had a couple of older ladies and a couple older guys call in over the last couple of weeks who are like, yeah, I'm still going out.
Okay.
Not afraid.
That's a good point. Such as the nature of anecdotal evidence. I mean, people are going to get different. Well, actually, now that I think about it, it's the system has been using old people as the poster child for this. They've been using them as a prop. That's it. They've been using it as a prop, saying like,
their excuse.
Exactly. So maybe it's just the perception I've seen that old people are more worried about this. So, you know, my father is in his 70s and he's still, you know, he's you know, also a hypochondriac. He worked, you know, that's where I get it from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's worked in the medical field for years, and I expected him to be, you know, wrapped in bubble wrap and have, like, you know, so, like, his whole house shut down, but now he's still going out, he's still doing things, and still living a life, too, because I forget if you brought it up or someone brought it up, it's like you're having all these old people who are dying either of COVID-19 or just dying of old age or whatever, who are alone in their houses, they're not surrounded by their families, their families either won't visit them, or they don't want their families to visit them, and it's just, you know, like, loneliness.
Or they're not allowed to, by government edict.
Exactly. Yeah, and loneliness could kill people, too. And loneliness is horrible on the on the body, on the immune system, on the psyche, everything.
It's torture to be forced to be alone.
Absolutely. And so now I guess it sort of makes sense why some people are, unfortunately, killing themselves after just 2 weeks of this forced national shutdown. Speaking of national shutdowns, we're going to talk about the National Medical Patriot Act that Kushner's team wants to push. That and much more coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During Thursday's coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says we're seeing progress in some states.
You look at the hospitals, you look at what's going on. I spoke to, yesterday I spoke with the governor of Louisiana. I'm saying, do you think we need that extra 1,000 beds that we're in the process of building? We are really in good shape. You're not hearing people are needing ventilators much. In fact, we're going to start helping other countries with ventilators. We're going to end up having a lot of ventilators for future should something happen for hospitals, ideally, to keep and have.
Saudi Arabia and Russia ended their price war and are poised to deliver the oil production cut President Trump has been demanding in order to raise historically low prices that have damaged the U.S. shale industry. The two countries agreed to cut production of oil by 10 million barrels per day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in the toll-free call-in line at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can go on to the discord.lrn.fm to join in on the on-air Discord call-in lines. And before we go back to the phones here, I want to talk to you about Divi. So, the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's Divi, D-I-V-I, project.org. And we go to Alex in New Orleans. Welcome. Thank you for the call.
Hello?
Yes, hey, yes, you're on the air.
Okay. About the coronavirus, I want to add something to it.
Okay.
I want to add that the coronavirus is nothing but Jewish propaganda.
Oh, yeah? I mean, I can tell by his voice.
Oh, it also said Twitch, which I think at this point we should just just not take any callers from Twitch anymore.
Well, that's not fair to the, in theory, good callers that we could have.
The non-teenagers who go on Twitch.
From Twitch. She's got to be ready, man. And you were ready. You had it.
Well, it causes covered. My heart to drop to skip a beat.
But, right? You get a little nervous, right?
Oh, yeah, especially was like how much Howard Stern had. Well, Howard Stern, it wasn't the caller's fault of Howard Stern over millions of dollars. He had to pay to be FCC. But, all right, so now we have AJ.
Not yet. You got to wait till that dump.
Oh, excuse me.
You
got to
wait till the dump.
I appreciate that. Yes,
Bill's back.
Excuse me.
So you know, Twitch listeners, we appreciate you being out there. And, you know, I don't care what you want to call about. Doesn't matter to me. I mean, you can say whatever you want as long as it doesn't violate FCC rules, because then we have to hit the dump button on you. And then I feel sad because I don't like having to hit the dump button. I'd rather a fool be shown for how he's a fool rather than having to take him off the air because he said something that we just can't let on the air.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll get into so much trouble. And the thing is, like, he probably figured we would have dumped him after the first time he mentioned the word Jew.
Yeah,
and
so he had no other ideas.
And so he's like, oh, well, I'm uncreated. You know, I drank fluoride my entire life. And, you know, my parents, as soon as I was like age one, after drinking formula, you know, my parents sat me in front of the TV with crap-filled diapers. I can't come up with anything for myself, so I just repeat 4chan jokes. Now let's hear. So not a very high bar to surpass for this next caller. We have AJ from New York. Welcome. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk about Binghamton, New York.
Yeah.
How the virus is affecting the community around here.
What's going on?
Unemployment is down or up.
Up.
It's
or down.
Everybody, I see like so many. I just saw an elderly couple walk in the parking lot of a grocery store. Their whole entire like apartment was just in their van
because
there was
an
outbreak around here.
Damn.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think when you say they had their entire apartment in their van, would you say it's because they probably, like, they couldn't pay rent and had to move out? Because I've seen, at least in Keene, I've seen plenty of more people than ever living in their car or in just having all, like, a bunch of crap in their car. And so that's what I figured. Maybe these people, they just lose their homes and have to get all their possessions.
Yeah, no one cares about the elderly community around here.
I mean, that's a pretty harsh thing to say, dude.
Binghamton, you got heroin addicts. Operating like fentanyl stations for the patients that need it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fair to say that no one cares about the elderly. I mean, obviously, a lot of people, I think, care about the elderly because somebody's got kids, right? Like, the elderly have kids, and usually their kids care about them, and the people whose lives they've touched care about them as well. And I think a lot of old folks, elderly people, understand. At least to some extent, freedom. Now, there's no doubt a lot of them are the so-called greatest generation or whatever, and they love their government welfare. But there are some who are around when we actually had more freedom. They remember prior to 9/11, and they can appreciate some of those freedoms that we've lost over time. And I think there's a number of them who would say, you know what, I'd rather be free and risk whatever might come to me as a result of that, then die cowering in my home all by myself.
I agree with you, man.
It sounds like rap music or something like that.
Yeah, that was odd. So anyways, see, just got away. I dumped it just in case.
Well, there really wasn't anything there. I don't think you need
to. You know, folks, the FCC's got me so paranoid that I'm just going to... I remember while we wait for it to load to get
next,
to the next...
Next caller, make sure you say where they're... how they're listening. Because was that another Twitch guy that was...
No. It didn't say Twitch, right?
Okay.
It didn't say Twitch, otherwise I would have made it.
Because the YouTube ones are bad, too, a lot
of times. Yeah, well, we have... That's the thing. The first guy wanted to... He said he was a Bernie dropout. And I said, oh, okay, that's nice. Something other than coronavirus. And then now this next guy, it's Bernie. Wants to talk about Bernie via YouTube, Joe from Toledo. So, it's unfortunate, right? We're going through a crisis, right? Whether or not you believe that COVID-19 is a thing and it's as dangerous as everyone says, you know, there's a crisis, right? And it's a crisis in losing freedom, and we're just, society is collectivizing, and we're, I mean, you know, the government's going to be, I bet Fauci, you know, people are going to want to build, like, statues and stuff and have plaques of Dr. Fauci, right? Trump, the head of Trump's coronavirus task force, the guy who's saying that, you know, we have, the guy who's responsible, I'd say, for the economic shutdown, because he's a doctor, right? He's a doctor, but he's giving economic advice.
Well, I mean, maybe some of the state governors are following this guy's advice, but I don't know if that's true in all cases. It's mostly the governors who are the ones who are the most responsible. They're the ones issuing these orders. The federal government has issued recommendations, as I understand it, but I don't believe that any kind of enforceable order has come down from the federal government at this point.
No, maybe I'm
wrong about that.
But the states are taking, they're taking their cue from the federal government.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think like a majority of governors, like,
the difference between the governors and how they've handled this.
I agree, but overall, what the common denominator was just the loss of freedom, shutting down the economy, picking winners and losers, which companies get the bailouts, which companies are allowed to be essential. I'd say that.
And speaking of that, it's getting way worse in Michigan too. There's a couple stories about that. If we get a chance later tonight, maybe we can cover it.
That's right. So let's real quick. Let's go to Joe in Toledo. Who's talking? Let's talk about Bernie. What do you want to talk about, Bernie?
Well, I voted for him in 2016. And
how old were you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So I voted for him before the other guy got voted in, and I was really hoping for him to win.
The other guy?
Yeah.
You mean Hillary?
Trump got it.
Oh, okay.
So you voted for Bernie in the primaries. Who did you vote for in the general? Did you vote for Hillary in the general?
Well, yeah, I was interested in her, but I was more interested in Bernie, and I was really excited when I found out he was...
Hey, hang on. I want to hear more about what you have to say. We'll put you on hold and come back to you here in just a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm sure it's going to be really enlightening.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I got to say so far, and thank you for not... I'm not going to speak just quite yet. Yeah. It's interesting. If he was able to hold his nose for Hillary, I wonder if he'll be able to hold his nose to vote for Biden as well.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, if you can vote for a murderer, you can certainly vote for a child molester.
Hey, whoa. There's no legal evidence. A child sniffer, Ian. A child smeller.
That much is definitely proven.
A child smeller, yeah. JoeBiden.info. Also, the thing about with Hillary Clinton, too, Pizzagate, there is something to look into regarding Pizzagate and the WikiLeaks and Podesta emails. This is Free Talk Live and 855-453.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral.
antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Free Talk Live. Ian was doing
Hold it together.
Ian was giving his mating call, you know, when I unmuted the mic. So. All right, welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live Radio, what? Where you control the airwaves.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. which you could join in on the on-air call-in lines at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could join in on the on-air call-in lines. Oh, we are having so many wonderful callers today. But Joe from Toledo, Ohio, has been waiting very patiently. Ian has to hold him over. Actually, I do have a question. So now, Joe from Toledo, I'll give you a moment. Well, first I'll give a moment for Viv. The delay to build up.
We've been invaded by terrible crank callers tonight.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I mean, to even say it's just terrible caller. I wouldn't even say it's a crank call. In order for it to be a crank call, you have to at least have some sort of, like, structure to it instead of just saying a bad word. At least the way I look at
okay.
it. Because, you know, there could be bad crank callers where they have, like, a terrible character who's not funny or, like, a pun, but just you know, saying
yeah, but at least I'll give those people, credit for trying.
Well, that's for me. That's the credit I give them is saying, okay, it's a crank caller. It's not a very good one versus, I mean, like, someone who just, like, if I call into, like, you know, Rush Limbaugh show and just, like, say a bunch of bad words.
Good point.
That's being
right.
an idiot. I just call it being an idiot. So far, Joe from Toledo has been okay, despite being an internet caller. Usually that's how we're able to tell. So, I thank you for being patient and holding. I'm curious.
Don't tell them that.
If you were, folks, I can't lie. I just can't lie to you. So I'm curious. If you were able to hold your nose to vote for Hillary, will you be able to hold your nose to vote for Biden this election season? You're back on. Thank you for holding.
Well, I will.
think about it, but there is this one man that's been lied about a lot, and he's German. And I was interested if I can vote for that guy.
Hmm, and who might that be?
Well, Germans can't run for presidents. Are you talking about you?
There's a nice man that he has class. He's a very great speaker, and he tells the truth, and he gets things done. That man is Adolf Hitler. And
I am so surprised by that answer.
That's stupid because Hitler's so shocked. Dead. I mean, he's referring to Hitler. Okay, maybe, I don't know. You know, people are like, oh, how offensive me. I'm offended by the poor use of tense. Hitler's been dead for a while, and he's been referring to Hitler in the present tense. So
yeah, it looks like the Nazis are back.
No, it's a bad.
On our phone lines.
It didn't need. At least if you're gonna, you know, try and be like a shock troll, at least have it make somewhat sense. Like, oh, I'm gonna vote for Hitler. That's gonna get taken out of context. Oh well. So now we have
clip.
Well, that's why I give it. I do it with the accent. Right. We have JT. Oh boy, another internet caller. We have JT who's been waiting very patiently. Wants to talk about eugenics.
Oh, great.
Well, welcome. Thank you for your patience. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about or get Ian's opinion about yesterday's mention of eugenics on your show.
What was that? I wasn't listening to that part.
Well, I know Mark mentioned something about it and it implied quote that the coronavirus was doing us all a favor. Now.
Mark was saying that?
Well, I don't think he said it quite like that.
Okay, yes, that's implied. That was implied.
So he was suggesting that the coronavirus is taking out mostly elderly people, and those are the people who are not producing in the economy. Was that his argument?
Yes, and he was also using the word eugenics, and I was just hoping that I could get 1 minute to retort, please.
So you want me to respond to Mark on that?
Yes.
I mean, it seems
to what I have to say. Before we let a bunch of pseudo-intellectual nuts, like Hitler, for that matter, decide who procreates and who doesn't, let's leave it at the slippery slope of result. And that kind of thinking destroyed all of Europe. And there is a solution. And if the cities become unlivable, there will be a brain gain to rural areas. And
are you suggesting city folk are smarter?
Areas, excuse me?
Are you saying that city folk are smarter than people in rural areas?
Well, I'm saying that you know that there was the words brain drain going around, that people were leaving rural areas to go to the cities because that's where the work was.
I got you.
So if we were to incentivize the leaders of rural areas, which would be a good thing to allow brown gain and not prejudice, you know, not brain drain anymore, to help maintain rural life, that would be a good thing. And there can be ways to give people with intellectual challenges outlets to contribute to whatever society comes next. And at least people like Mark will have a job. And who knows, maybe he can go back to the Marianas where, you know, life is good and he can sit on the beach. And you know what, it might sound like I'm being a coward not confronting him, but I wanted to get Ian's opinion because I trust your opinion.
So okay, I want you to just recap. I kind of got lost in what you were saying with all the terms like brain gain and brown gain. And can you kind of recap that again for me?
Sure. Brown gain would be to, instead of, you know, I mean, I live in a rural area and there's a lot of prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you let people who had something to offer come back into the rural areas, and there might be a necessity for them to come in because they might not be able to live in the cities any longer. I mean, who knows where this thing's going to go? Maybe it'll just peter out. Maybe it won't.
I think you're going to see a lot of people leaving the cities anyway. I think that, and there's already been some stories about this. People are exiting if they can. Like, that's one of the reasons why Rhode Island and Connecticut have shut down essentially their borders to people from New York, because people were leaving the city in a circumstance where it's hard to find food. I mean, you know, it's not bad here in New Hampshire, for instance, to go to the grocery store. There's still plenty of food on the shelves. It's probably a lot more difficult in a place like Manhattan, or at least that's the way the media was making making it look. So I think you're going to see people leaving the cities. I think that you're going to see all kinds of folks leaving the cities, people brown and not so brown or whatever. I don't think that they're going to be concerned so much about, you know, the fact that there may be some prejudice in the areas that they go to, because there's prejudice in the city as well. So I don't think that's going to change how they, you know, they approach things. You may see some intentional communities, kind of like how New York City has its Chinatown. Maybe you'll see some folks from Chinatown move to a different Chinatown in a more rural area. I don't know exactly how it's all going to shake out, but I don't think those people are going to be worried about it. I think they're mostly worried about getting out of a really bad situation, and that is to say living in a place like New York City. I don't know if I've answered your question, though.
Well, there's going to have to be a point where we're going to have some sort of welcoming or some sort of, like, you know, living together.
Well, that sounds similar to, like, busing,
so that,
right?
So that we don't have to talk about things like eugenics any longer, because that's a ridiculous thing that he said yesterday. And I found it repulsive. That's why I was calling him.
And what did he say yesterday? He was saying that it was a good thing that elderly people are dying because of this.
Well, he was talking about eugenics, and actually the eugenics program started in the United States, and it was a direct result. We talked about this before, about the gene pool, when all of the smart people basically in the country died in the Civil War. So, you know.
I don't know about that. I mean, that all the smart people. I've heard that, like, with World War II, World War I and World War II, a lot of, like, real capable, you know, brave, strong people died because, you know, they're the ones who enlisted first. But, like, my understanding is, like, when you talk about the smart people die in the Civil War, most people who are, like, I guess, like, if you want to correlate, like, wealth and intelligence, people would pay money to a poor person to serve for them so they don't get drafted. That's why Teddy Roosevelt was ashamed of his father, because that's what his father did.
Yes, and I don't know if there's a negative or positive correlation between wealth and intelligence. To tell you the truth, I think that if you could just allow people to come in to your life and into your community and accept them, and if they start to be screw-ups, then they have to pay the consequences.
Yeah,
well,
I don't
think
so. Thank you for the call. I mean, when you say, like, allow people, just from what it sounds like, you're saying, like, force people, like, you say, like, force diversity, because it's not like there's, like, in, like, Coos County, there's a checkpoint that says no darkies allowed. I mean, there might be some people who feel that way, but there's no, I mean, I don't think anywhere in the United States there's any place that just doesn't allow colored people to come in, because the last time that happened, you know, I think it was Eisenhower, he deployed troops to the South to force communities and schools to accept colored people, and, you know, they're paying taxes for all the same, so I understand that, but, yeah, I don't know how much I agree with, you know, forcing people, you know, forcing diversity on rural white areas, but all right. So coming up, Kushner's surveillance grid and 5G, the science behind it. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.